Aletzi, a Native American author, came to Park City under the Author in Residence program sponsored by the Park City Education Foundation. Under the One Book program, students read his book, The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian. In a statement reacting to the recent controversy, the Ed Foundation said they're sorry for anyone who was truly offended at the lectures, but the feedback from parents and students who attended has been overwhelmingly positive, they said. However, Brown said students at the event were verbally abused and subject to emotional bullying.
There were 8 lectures given over the period of 2 days. In every lecture, the children were called racist. In every lecture, the children were called overprivileged whites. In certain lectures, the discourse got pretty bad.
So you disagree with Park City teens being overprivileged? You don't agree with that? I mean, I think it's
a perfectly legitimate thing to discuss, but to have children have to stand and say, I am an overprivileged white SHIT head, is just completely inappropriate. I think it's a perfectly legitimate thing to discuss, but to encourage children not to bully by bullying them is just plain wrong.
Brown said she didn't have a child at the event. Her daughter is in 9th grade, still a year away from Park City High, but she heard from others.
We heard from other students, though, and other parents. It seems like there's a lot of fear in this school district. The parents are afraid to tell the administration what they're thinking, but they know I'm not fearful, so they came to me.
She said she did not agree with the rationale given by Ed Foundation representatives for Aletzi's presentation.
I have a quote from a member of the Park City Ed Foundation who sent me an email from the executive committee saying, Mr. Aletzi was attempting to make students directly feel what bullying feels like. So they did it knowing it was intended to hurt the children. And I guess they felt that was appropriate because they were making their point, but the ends simply do not justify the means.
Brown and brothers said they don't think someone should bully to teach a lesson about bullying. Brothers said he has 2 daughters, one old enough for high school, opted out of the lecture, but she heard from other students that it was a weird experience. He said he wondered why a staffer or teacher did not intervene after hearing Aletzi.
And in fact, we had conversations with the administration at the high school and asked, why didn't somebody step up? And I got word just late last week that, in fact, at the end of the lectures, that Bob O'Connor went to Aletzi and said, we're a little concerned about this. I don't know exactly what he said, but he was frustrated with his level of discourse, with his language.
Kristen Brown said she had not read Letzi's book. Brothers said he had earlier this year. And while some portions of the book were well done, he felt other areas were inappropriate and made him feel uncomfortable. Aspects of the book, like references to masturbation, caught some flack. We asked Brothers if his reaction was just prudishness and wasn't the book a chance to discuss issues of sexuality with his daughter. But he said there's a right time and place for that.
I believe that there are places and times, and I don't believe that an English class is an appropriate venue for those discussions. I think that you can work toward having a good discussion about sexuality and the things that you need to do. Our society has a tendency to over-sexualize, especially young girls. And there are things that I think we can back away from, and we can still treat our children to the knowledge that they need to have and should have, but have it at the appropriate time. My daughter had just turned 15, and I didn't think that there was a big need for her to understand the ins and outs of male masturbation. No.
Brown said her issue was who's accountable. She said it's been hard to get an answer.
Well, the committee chose the book. Well, the English department approved it. Well, it got approved here or there. And one of the arguments that was made when we were speaking with the administration was, well, we didn't necessarily feel we could shut it down because, well, the Ed Foundation had paid for it and they were the ones who invited him, and it was very circular, and it didn't seem like the buck really stopped with anybody.
The Education Foundation, in its statement, said writing is subjective, sometimes controversial, and can make people feel uncomfortable. They gave families the chance to opt out of reading the book or going to the lecture, and they said that option will be offered from now on. The foundation said students' reactions to the lectures and parents' complaints will be included in a yearly assessment on the author-in-residence program. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.